KSL as opening ceremonies are scheduled for tomorrow. Let's head back over to the traffic center now. Triple Team traffic starts with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, a crash in downtown Salt Lake City. In the cleanup stages, two highway patrol, maybe that's just a white van. I don't know. I know there's a highway patrolman behind him. But whatever, we got him there off to the left. Traffic slow back out of downtown to about 45th South. And it's not just because of the crash, but that is contributing mightily to the slowing. And then northbound 15, we still got delays between Bluffdale and about 123rd South in Draper. That's been there all morning. Hasn't cleared out very much. Eric Butler?
Finally seeing some big improvement on the 215 eastbound as you head up towards I-80, but you still are hitting the brakes a little bit, starting at 4500 south, and it gets slower as you get up to 3900 south. But like I said, that earlier accident, it was actually a stalled vehicle, has been moved off, so you should see continued improvement. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound, is in good shape. Heather?
We've got a crash up in Davis County. This is on the connecting ramp. If you come off of I-215's north interchange, trying to go north onto I-15. It's right at the bottom of that ramp. It looks like a truck took that curve just a bit too fast, flew off the left side of the freeway, and now you've got emergency vehicles on both the right and left shoulders. The good news is there's not a lot of traffic going that direction, so it's not causing any delays, and everybody else moving along at speed up through Weber and Davis counties. At America First, some are better than others. Get a low-rate auto, RV, home equity loan, or mortgage, and get entered to win cool prizes, loan payments, vacations, and more. Visit AmericaFirst.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.